Blog Talk Radio.
All right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And welcome, everybody, to today's show. As always, we have another important topic scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to do part two of what we talked about yesterday when we talked about this abundance mindset. We want to talk about really why or what prohibits this mindset to exist. We want to talk a little bit about being God or being good or maintaining this mindset. We want to talk about God's law of love. We want to get a clear understanding of how we settle for not being ourselves because we are uncomfortable because of a lack of clarity. See, when we talk about the abundance mindset, we know that the word abundance means it means having more than enough. So if you have more than enough, then you have extra. You have the ability to share. You have the ability to share your share. One of the things that I have mistakenly done was look to others or to borrow somebody else's share to fulfill my share when I should create my own share. In other words, I should be the lender instead of the borrower. We all should be lenders instead of borrowers. So when we do that, for example, as I talked about before, I had or have a, well, I should say had, with the, one of the things that as in business, you know, you can establish a business line of credit and do business thing. And so I've been doing that for, man, 5-6 years. So I just recently, you know, paid that off, got that taken care of, and then, you know, with the understanding from the lender that once that was completed due to my good standing and having done it, you know, 5 years and so on and so forth, that I would be get this increase and then, you know, I could go on and do all of these great things. And then when it was time to renew the lease, the loan, the business line of credit, it was denied. And because of the previous history, I was a little befuddled. But the lender that established this line of credit, I changed my PayPal button and I used the donation button. You guys know most of the time y'all make payments, y'all use the donation button and you don't use the product payment button. Well, to my unbeknownst to my knowledge, that issue or a concern. Now, I need to establish, y'all know I'm transparent. I air out my dirty laundry, so to speak. I don't have no shame in my game. Because everything that I teach, everything that I share, I want you to learn from my successes and my failures. Now, this isn't, I wouldn't call this a major failure other than the fact that there were expectations. You know, they always tell you never spend your money before you get it. That's something that we all know. But yet at different stages in our lives, I know we all, you guys have all been there, excuse me, before as well. So I've established over 10 years, especially the last 5 years, a great relationship with this lender. And I was a little concerned when this lender decided to discontinue this relationship just because I changed my business model. With some, when I do a discount on a product or offer or do a, like I'm getting ready to do this new series. And the reason that I'm telling you this is very important to understand the difference between, as I know now, a abundance mindset and a survival mindset or a I'm comfortable mindset or a mindset that says, I have enough for me, my foe, and no more. Y'all know that old saying, y'all country folk. that understand how we get comfortable in well-doing, meaning that business is going good, life is going great. But if that was a major calamity, I don't have or don't maintain a abundance mindset, meaning I'm good, but I'm not good enough for an emergency to assist you. So therefore, I am not being what God requires me to be, according to Philippians 2:5, and according to what we talked about in John 10:10 on yesterday's show. And so now I've learned a very, very important lesson that came at a very, very steep price. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. Don't depend upon a system outside of you, because that system could decide to deny you. Thankfully, I have a system and have systems in place by which to correct and override the error, which isn't an error, but it's, again, everything for me is a learning opportunity. So every time, see, I don't have good or bad experiences like a lot of people. I just have learning opportunities. So this is a learning opportunity for me. And what I'm learning is what I'm sharing with you today, and that is everybody has to have a process or a system in place that allows them to process information to again, be a lender and not a borrower. Now, we could talk about a lot of different things, but again, I like talking about my own personal life experiences, and that does come at a cost, because a lot of times people look at you and say, wow, well, I thought you was this great guru. You supposed to be master teacher. Or sometimes some of the examples involve my personal life with my wife, or yeah, I know I use my children, and my children sometimes listen to the show, and they're like, hey, Dad, why are you putting my business out, you know, why are you putting my business on Front Street? But I can only be me. I got to be authentic, because that's how you teach with passion. That's how you teach with dunamis power. So I'm chugging along, and these funds are coming directly out of my account. So the first question that I should ask myself, because y'all know how me, myself, and I, all three of us get together, and we break stuff down. Anytime an event happens in my life, me, myself, and I, we are a three-stranded cord that is not easily broken. So I am a single standing column of waveform energy. And so every time this waveform energy of me, myself, and I experience an event, we dissect that event. That's called wisdom. That's called learning. That's called growth. That's why I'm using myself as an experience, as an example. So now remember, I have each time I started with this lender, I started out at a very small amount because I'm building business credit. And, in fact, one of the clients I was talking to today, I'm doing one-on-one with this client, and I'm finding out, and this is why this is so important, that this client does this service. She helps people build business credit, start business credit. First of all, explain what it is. Second of all, start it. Third of all, build it. So I would probably – I will be asking this client to come online, and we're going to do a show to, number one, help her build her product, and then, number two, she can assist me and everybody else which I recommend. Everybody should have a tax ID number by now. Everybody should have a EIN or an employee ID number, one of the two, either 10 or employee number. You should not be using your Social Security number, which I've been doing for the last 10 years. And I hope everybody already has your DBA and all of the stuff that we're going to talk about or that we talk about in the business model. And we're going to be talking about, which I hope everybody joins me on February the 15th as we start the new series that is going to break down the 7-day life management system. Right now, I got a 1-year life management system, so we're going to cut straight to the chase for all of my 7s and all of my 11s and all of my fast learners out there who don't want to go around the barberry bush and take the 3-year right way round instead of going there in 3 days. Or remember the children of Egypt. They went 40 years on a 40-day journey. That's me. Now, you may not be like me. Hopefully, you're not. And so you don't want to go on a 40-year journey. that you can complete in 40 days. For those people who want to complete my 12-month program in 7 days, you want to join me on February the 15th. Cost is $100. If you're already a Life Management System member in good standing, mean payments are up to date and all that good stuff, it's only $25. Just go to the website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says donation, which got me in this predicament. But I'm not changing because I learned a valuable lesson, which is create. Now, let me explain. So because I'm using a donation button instead of the payment button, I was penalized by my lender or the person who the organization was extending a business line of credit. So I took all my money to pay off that line of credit with the expectation to receive additional funding for the business and for things to grow and scale. And then the lender says, no, we're not going to extend you any credit anymore because you use your donation button. Okay, what's wrong with that? We don't like it. We want you to use your payment button. Why? Because they get a percentage, and a lot of other people get a percentage of my income. I got to pay the middleman. With my donation button, I don't pay the middleman. So I got slapped on the wrist, and they said, okay, we're not going to extend you a line of credit anymore. And God told me, myself, and I got together, and we decided, you know what, we can create more than we spend. And we can create an abundance. So now we can be a lender instead of a borrower. So that's what I'm going to do. Now, is it going to take some time? Sure. But I'm in no rush. I'm not going anywhere, at least to my knowledge. And so I want to share that learning experience with you. That's the purpose of today's message and yesterday's message. So everybody has to make the shift that I'm making. What shift, Doc? Stop borrowing. Now, what does that mean? Right now you got money, and you are either investing that money into something or some product, service, or information, or you're taking that money and you're spending it on bills to maintain your existing reality. So as you do this, you have to ask yourself one big question. And I sent out a book called Being God to my core constituents. You should have it in your email. If you are a member of the Life Management System, I send it out to everybody that's a part of the Life Management System. And the reason I send that book out for you is so during your free time, you can read it. Because being God, see, God's law, this is not optional. This is what God is telling me. He's telling me, Negro, this is not an option. Why are you living so close to the edge? Why are you in a position where you have to borrow money? Do you not understand who you are? Does God borrow energy from other gods? Now, remember, God, the definition of God, as we've learned, the one that I serve, the big one, the one that's above all the little ones, the big God is not attached to the universe. The definition of God, it means in the ancient text, above the universe and all of created items. It means the existing one. It means the benevolent one in the ancient text. He's not a being. He has not fallen down. Now, the definition of all of the definitions of the words in every Bible, in every ancient text, except for a few of them, this being means to fall. And everybody on this earth has fallen. That's how you be. You cannot exist unless you've fallen down into existence, unless you are benevolent. Now, that's a very difficult overstanding. Emphasis on the word overstanding. So, agathon, not the one that's related to the Greek poet or the Greeks mentality. It is the agathon that's inside of the Helios Biblios 33 times to activate each one of the 33 bones that's inside of your spinal cord or your spiral column or cord. And it's not a C-O-R-D, it's a C-H-O-R-D. It is a musical instrument. You are a musical instrument. That's why you have organs inside of your body, because the maestro is playing your bones, which is your tones. And the only way to do what they call kundalini, which is the Luciferian version, which is what it talks about in John, which is entering into the sheepfold, the back door, which is what I'm watching on this series called Altered Carbon. And that series is a cookie blower, because it says that the people that are not available to enter into a sleeve, a dirty suit, according to episode 5, I'm on episode like 7 or 8 now, the people with the Bible are what they call the religious or spiritual code. If you have a religious programming, then it keeps you out of the loop of reincarnation, which is the same thing I've been saying. So Hollywood says, we want to use technology so that way you can experience. Now, the myths, the M-E-T-H, which is code according to the series for Methuselah, which means eternity, which means live a long time. The characters inside of this series that live a long time, they use technology. Now, brothers and sisters, do you guys remember the book that I wrote 5-6 years ago, way before this series came out, or that I had knowledge of this series? I talked about the new gods of this world. The title of the book is called Technutronics. Now, that book, Technutronics, is the science and metaphysics of elitism and technology. In that book, there is a series that I did as well, or a blog talk show, I should say, entitled The Science and Metaphysics of Technutronics. And in this, I talked about how the technocrats are going to use technology to manipulate and control you. This is the new scientific or science dictatorship that is called transhumanism. They were going to use. Now, again, I ain't no prophet. In fact, I make a profit, but I'm not a prophet. Nor do I claim to be, nor do I want to be. However, as I've said pretty much on everything, when I said Donald Trump was going to be president many, many moons ago, before he became president, this series that I did, you might want to get that book, or you might want to listen to that series. Because everything that I've talked about in that book and in that series is in this movie. This is the new scientific dictatorship where the elites, notice in the movie or the series Altered Carbon, the elites are the only ones that have access to this informing. This is called cybernetics. This is, excuse me, the new science of transhumanism, the combination of technology and electronics. So that destroys the abundant mindset of being a single standing column of waveform energy. So we don't want to do it God's way. We want to do it technology's way, or use tectronics. We want to come out or figure out a way to enter into eternity through the back door. And that's what they're doing, and that's what this series is talking about. That destroys Agathon. Now, this word, Agathon, is mentioned 33 times, as I said. It represents the tree of life, or what Matthew 7:18 talks about, a good tree. So, in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 17, it says, every good tree. So, this is how you can tell if you are, quote unquote, a good tree. And this is why this abundant mindset is so extremely important. Because without having this abundant mindset, it limits your tree or your chi. Your tree is your chi, it is your energy. You will not be able to oscillate or vibrate and produce, so you got to borrow money. You got to borrow energy. You got to be a psychopath or a sociopath. You got to be narcissistic. You got to do all the shizness that I've been doing. You got to walk around and intimidate people. You got to force your children to love you instead of allowing them to appreciate you. You got to demand respect because ain't nobody going to give it to them unless you threaten them. See, that's all the shizness I used to do. Why? I wasn't a good tree. I wasn't being good or being God or being good. I wasn't vibrating according to the Helios Biblios and the understanding of the true God that's not on this dimension, Agathon. Now, that's just a Greek word. That ain't the original word. I don't recommend you calling God that. That's just a way for me to express. I need some frame of reference so that way you can kind of wrap your brain around this concept of benevolence. So a benevolent being does nothing but benevolence. That means sends good. And so a sender, not a taker. So this lesson taught me that I need to be a sender. I need to be in a position to constantly send. And the way that I get in that position to constantly send is what I'm going to talk about in the series that starts on February the 15th. And the cost of that series is $100 for non-members. It's $25 for members. So Matthew 7:17 tells me the mistake that I made that I pray and hope that you don't make. So Matthew 7:17 says, so every good tree bears or produces good fruit, but the bad tree produces bad fruit. So the scripture tells me very specifically in the book of Matthew that we all should be producers. Everybody understand that? So now my question to you, as I talk about in all my shows, is that you should be doing what I call purpose-based production. So purpose-based production removes and allows you to, it removes dependency upon systems outside of yourself. So therefore, I would not have needed to be in a position where I, quote unquote, needed to have somebody extend a business line of credit. I would be in a position where I would be extending business lines of credit. But I wasn't in that position. Why wasn't I in that position? Because I was comfortable in the position that I'm in. You see, satisfaction is the father of ignorance. Let me make sure you understand. Satisfaction is code for Saturn or Saturnalia, which is where we get Christmas from. This gift-giving season that has nothing to do with producing products, services, or information that benefits others more than it benefits yourself. So in Christmas, we give, but we give what? We give gifts that have no value, meaning that they are not purpose-based. A lot of us, not all of us. So we should be giving something that have value. And based upon the law of equivalent exchange, you should be receiving something. So if you give something, you should receive something. Now, it doesn't mean that you receive it from that person, but you should be receiving something in return. That's called the law of equivalent exchange. Nothing is given without something given back. The Bible says it this way, give, and it shall be given unto you. Whatever degree that you give, that same degree, that same measure, the same way, is going to be given back to you. So if you are giving something, you're supposed to be receiving something. If not, that means that what you are giving, the wrong intention. That means it doesn't have no benefit. You're violating the law of equivalent exchange. Now, brothers and sisters, this is extremely important because without understanding these basic universal principles, we are violating God's universal laws. And there are different laws. So an abundant mindset says, I have more than enough. So let me ask you the question. Do you have more than enough in the area of wealth? Do you have more than enough in the area of health? Do you have more than enough in the area of wisdom? Do you have more than enough in the area of relationship? So I should be making emotional deposits into my wife's emotional bank account that she has more than enough. and I should be receiving respect, so that way I have more than enough. So when the enemy brings a thought or an ideal into my brain, it does not compete because I have an abundant mindset in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. So my goal is to get myself and everybody else there mentally first. So the way that we make the adjustment is we change our mental disposition. That controls our electrical signals, which activates our chemical releases, our secrets or secretions, our harmony or our hormones. Now, every good tree brings forth or bears certain fruit. So this is how you can tell if you're not a good tree, that you don't have good cheese, is according to Matthew chapter 7, verse 17. So now, brothers and sisters, let's break down this verse so that way you can understand Matthew chapter 7, verse 17. This word, good, is extremely important. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. So in the book of Matthew chapter 17, verse 17, let's start with verse 16. It says, "You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs or thistles?" So this is a question. People can tell whether you're a good person or a bad person by your fruit. Everybody can tell. So the abundant mindset, again, is one that says you have more than enough. I learned a very valuable lesson this week. Now, it came at a steep price, but it's I don't run from fear, doubt, unbelief, issues, problems, or concerns. So, in other words, as I've said before, like a firefighter, when people see a fire, they run from fire unless they are trained to put out fire. So I have a process by which I produce. Without this process, I would be right now in a state of what people call fear or what people call stress. So stress is the result of not having a process or a system in place that solves your financial, your health, your wisdom, and your relationship problems. If you do not have a system in place that solves those problems, you have stress. You have concern. You have fear, doubt, and unbelief. So the reason I don't live in fear is not because I don't have problems. I got a bunch of problems just like everybody else. It's not because of, you know, that everything in my life is perfect. That's not why. It's because of I have a system or a process that produces results. And that system, again, I'll be sharing on February the 15th is when this series starts. Cost is $100. Just go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Now, I got penalized for doing that. Big penalized. I'm talking, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 kind of penalization. Now, was money taken away from me? No. That business line of credit was taken. So what does that mean, though? Why was there a need for that? Because of satisfaction. See, I put my foot on the gas whenever there's a need. Then I take my foot off the gas when the need goes away. The goal is to always have your foot on the gas out the need to go fast. Now, I've learned this the hard way, but I want you to learn it from me and from my experience. What does that mean? Now, I live my life on edge. I like taking risks. I'm a risk taker. Now, that's not good in the area of business. Not good in the area of relationships either. Not good in the area of health either. Damn sure ain't good in the area of wisdom. So being a risk taker is really not a good idea. So an abundant mindset is the same mindset of the book that I send everybody that calls being God. So the word God is code for the word good. Now, the word good is a law that basically says what goes around comes around. So the love that you send to others comes back, and it is multiplied back to you. This is called being God because God is love. So if when I say being God, I mean being love. So being love is just, again, the ability or the understand of being, turn the word around, because remember, English is a backwards language. So L-O-V-E is E-V-O-L. If you do not have this capacity within inside of your repertoire, then you're not being God, because you're not being love, because you can't evolve. You can't adjust. See, people battle and talk about whether we are created or whether there's evolution. It both exists. Remember, we live in a world of duality. Duality is simply splitting something that's one. So God is just split. That's why we got good and evil. So you got to put it back together. So when you E-V-O-L, because remember the V-E is silent. So evolve, that means to grow. So I remember God, Jesus walked past the fig tree. It didn't have no fig tree, no figs on it. He cursed it and it died. Why? It wasn't evolving. It wasn't growing. It did not have fruit. And so if I need, which was the best thing that happened to me, that could have happened to me, is what just happened to me. Because what just happened to me proved to me that I didn't need that line of credit. I needed to evolve to create, which is what I do. So I just had the last, in my 10 years of doing this, especially the last 5 years, without having any quote-unquote safety net or backup plan or additional funding or job, the holiday season of November, December are always the lowest monetarily. This year, it's been November, December was the highest month of earnings. So I took all of that capital, all those funds to put into and pay off all of my business debt with the hope or idea of receiving an additional line of credit. Now, the reason I'm explaining this to you is because of the difference between a satisfaction, a comfortable life, the difference between having, now remember, satisfaction is the father of ignorance. Every time you get satisfied, you stop thinking, you stop creating. At least I do. Let me rephrase that. So this is my negative habit pattern, which is I like comfort. I like to be comfortable. So when I get to a place of comfortable, I take my, being comfort, I take my foot off the gas. So I want you to live your life in a way that you have enough for yourself and other people. That's the definition of abundance, according to what we read yesterday inside of John chapter 10, verse 10 in part 1. So for the sake of time, I can't go back and reread that definition. But, again, we're going to break it down deeper on February the 2nd as we talk about now, as I know. I'm not going to take the Marbury Bush way of doing things anymore, because that was done to me. So now I'm going to teach you exactly how to get from point A to point B in the shortest amount of time. So how are you going to do that, Brother Will? Well, as I've said before, everybody, there's something called theomathematics or alphanumerics, which is very similar to what the world calls numerology. But I get my stuff from, again, theology or from God's ology. Now, remember the word biology. Bio means course of living. Ology means based upon words. So theology, it means God's words. So I can establish God's world, not W-O-R-L-D, W-H-I-R-L. Now, remember, we talked about in the reincarnation series, the word reincarnation means to return in meat, to return in a meat suit, to return in materialization. And as I've been watching and explaining in the Netflix series Altered Carbon, they are teaching you the same thing, to return in meat. That means stay in this dirt suit. The Bible says, as we learned in the now again, this is the abundant mindset. The abundant mindset says you're here to evolve, to grow, to, again, you will return in materialization until you rise in realization. The realization of what? The realization that you have the God kind. You have the God class. If you don't realize that, you're going to think you're a human being. As we talked about before, the word human is not in the Bible. We talked about before, the word human comes from the word D-Y-E. So in the Bible, when it says in Hebrews 9:27, it is counted unto man once to D-I-E and then the judgment. That is true. But nobody D-I-E's on this earth. Everybody D-Y-E's. Why? That's the only way to keep you down, chill, so that way they can use your chi or your prana or your energy. So for everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, Again, your job is to under over and understand that there is a system that want to D-Y-E you. Everybody is killed. Nobody dies. Nobody. Everybody is killed. How? Drinking fluoride in your water. Chemtrails in the air. Genetically modified food, vaccination shot, and we can go on and on and on of how we are killed. Why? The word D-Y-E means to materialize in color. Color is hue, H-U-E, which is bent light. Everybody's a bent light being. That means fallen light being. That means fallen angle, A-N, which is fallen angel, A-N-G. Now, I know it's another study for another time, but in order, when you fall, you're not being God. You're not being good. You're not operating or vibrating as a supreme in your highest quality, in your highest degree, in the highest of character, in the highest of importance. The word means that the mind of God is a what I call the chemistry of God. Now, without getting too deep and metaphysical, which is what we're going to be talking about in the next series, which is after I do this series on the 7-day life management system, this is called quantum photon light injection. That's you. So you are a quantum being. That means you exist in multiple dimensions. Photon, that comes from James 3, it says all good gifts come down from the Father of light. Look that definition up in the original text. That's you. You are a photon light injection. You are photon light injected into a piece of dirt that you call the body. Now, this is some glorified dirt. The body is off the hizzle for shizzle. I mean, we are all beautiful people, but it's just your spirit is way more beautiful than your body. I don't care how big or small your breast is. Brothers, I don't care how many muscles you got or don't got. That shizness is going to go on the ground when you die. The only thing that exists past that, L-O-V-E, love. Love is the only thing that's eternal. So if you're not doing anything in love, you ain't doing nothing. There's nothing that's going to exist when you die because there's nothing to continue. There's nothing to carry on. Only what you do for Christ will last. Only what you do. Now, remember, we broke down that word Christ in the resurrection series. It's a position that gives you power to fulfill your God-given destiny. We broke down the name Jesus. Remember, this is extremely important because there's very few Christians out there who understand that the name Jesus is code for a biological system that, again, allows you to establish something that is going to deliver, something that is going to make you victorious, something that's going to avenge or override death. Remember, Jesus says, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? He defeated death and the grave. That's your job. Your job is to defeat death while you on earth. That's why it says work while it is day. That means while you're in this dirt suit. So if you do not do what I'm doing, when you die, guess what happens? You return back into this dirt suit. That's what they're telling you in the movie Altered Carbon. That's what they said in the movie Flatliners. If you haven't seen that movie Flatliners, you might want to pimp the game. If you haven't seen all of these movies at Hollywood, remember, they hide the truth in plain sight in the movies because the movies are designed to move me. Movie, move me. So they control you. Now, a movie is what they call phantasmagoria. Now, if you haven't really understood that, that means pixel in motion, phantasmagoria. It was developed by Walt Disney, 33rd degree Freemason. We call it Walt Disney. So when a little kid watches a cartoon, what does he watch? You know what a cartoon is? Look at the definition of the word cartoon. It means to carry a tune, carry tunes. That's what you are. Remember, you have 33 bones in your spinal cord, 33. The word of Agathon is mentioned 33 times inside of the Bible. Now, remember in my book, CSF, your cerebral spinal fluid. I recommend you buy the book or just research it for yourself. That controls what is called colostrum in your body. It looks like milk and honey. Now, in the Bible, it talks about something, the land that flows with milk and honey. Remember, they went to that land, and what did they see? They came back, and they said, Father, there's grasshoppers. It said that we look like grasshoppers in their sight, meaning that there were giants in the land. Where were those giants? Physically, they were called Nephilims. Spiritually, they're called thoughts. So these giants are T-H-O-T-H. Thoth is the Egyptian god that we call the Huti. The Huti in the original text means green ones. The green ones are the reptilians. The reptilians are, the word reptile means repetition. So if you are a good repeater, you are a good reptilian. That's how we learn. That's what makes us reptilian, reptilian-like. So the enemy wants you to think that you are a human. He wants you to think that you are a reptilian by giving you the attributes and the characteristics of one, even though you're not. That destroys your abundant mindset. Now, you should use the system. That's what the Father said. He said, I'm going to take what the devil meant for evil and use it for good. That's why it says, I have chosen to use the foolishness of preaching to save those who are lost. So you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. So people tell me, Brother Will, you said reptilian makes you a good reptilian. You said if you repeat something, remember that the key to all life is frequently repeated emotional charge. If you have those two things, you can do anything on this earth. Why? That's the reptilian code. Don't tell nobody I told you. Now, this is all I do every day. Anything, I don't care if it's good or bad, that's the difference between black magic and white magic. Now, how do you keep from being a reptilian? You put other people first. See, what's the difference between a Luciferian and somebody that's of the light? A light being, now remember, the Bible says that the devil, he knows the word better than you. Well, what makes him the devil? He don't do the word. That's the difference. See, a lot of people that's listening to the sound of my voice, y'all could quote scriptures forwards and backwards better than me. But the only difference is you don't apply them into your life. Now, what does that mean, though, in plain English? The abundant mindset is one that recognizes the Luciferian mindset. So we have this in our Declaration of Independence: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, find any Luciferian and ask them, or go to Google and type in Antoine LaVey or type in Satanic Bible and look up what is there. There are 10 creeds to become a good Satanist. Look up what is the number one thing. I have all of this inside of my book called The Seven Seals. The seven seals of Satan. There are seven S's. The last one is sodomy. That's why they're promoting anal sex. Because once you do that, that seals your soul. It reverses your chi or your prana. It reverses your chakra or your spin. Now, people say, can it be redone? Sure, anything can be redone. But the enemy's job is to make sure that you do it long enough and often enough that it destroys your ability to return back to the sheepfold. That's why the last seat. That's why you cannot be anybody that's part of the black boule, they'll all tell you. Nobody gets to, quote unquote, Oprah Winfrey level or anybody else's level that they achieve has not been reversed. That's, now again, don't believe me, just look it up for yourself. Those three or seven seals that's inside of my book, that keeps you satisfied so that way you cannot maintain the abundant mindset or the mind of God that it talks about in Philippians 2:5. My job is to expose that because that happened to me. What happened? Growing up in an environment that deprives you of your validation or your ability to just be normal. Now, remember that word normal is three noias. We talked about paranoia. We talked about metanoia. Those are the only two that people know. There's a third noia. Noia is the Greek word for mind. So paranoia, everybody knows somebody's paranoid. Some people will say, I'm paranoid. Now, paranoid means you have a fear-based noia, a mindset. That means you're scared, you know, aliens are coming. The government is going to send us all to FEMA camps. There's little green men underneath my bed. You know, we all had paranoia. We always paranoid about something. That's first base. If he can't get you there, metanoia. Metanoia, again, has to do with faith base. Now, this is tough because the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. But as I say on all of my shows, you might look at the definition of that word God. As it says in Judges chapter 6, verse 10, and Judges chapter 10, verse 6, where it lists all these other gods, That's why he said you should have no other God before me, because God knows there's other gods walking around who are acting like gods, just like in the series Altered Carbon, the myths. In series episode 5, the dude comes down and he's going out and he's acting like a savior to all of these humans or people. And they touching him and rubbing on him, and he's handing out goodies. He's handing out food and clothing to all of these destitute people. So a god is just somebody that you look up to. A god is somebody that you worship. What does that mean? Give them your time, your energy, and your money. You can make a god out of a rock. Trust me, there's other countries. You can make a god out of a cow. Go over to India. You make god out of a dude that has a big belly that's a statue. That's called Buddhism. Not that the dude never existed, but they don't worship the dude now. They worship the statue of the dude. So as you guys know, as somebody who was a former worshiper, not follower, as a retired worshiper and now an employed follower, there's a big difference between worshiping God and following God, which is what I teach in my life management system, because that does something that produces results. Now, I have nothing against people who go to what we call a traditional church. I go myself. But what I do after church is over, I bring my black ass home and I get to work. And so Monday morning, I get up and go to work, even though I just walk downstairs in my drawers, as I say. Somebody was telling me about that. Dude, why do you say that? That's old school. Y'all youngsters don't know what drawers are. And I sit my wife behind in the chair, and I go to work, and I produce. Well, Brother Will, that's great, brother, but so if you're such an awesome dude, why did this just happen to you that just happened to you? Because in between producing, I go on Facebook, or I go to the gym. I take a nap, or I do something. Why do you do that, Brother Will? Well, there's something called satisfaction. So I have a goal, and I reach my goal. And then when I reach my goal, what do? I take the foot off the gas. So what am I telling you? Don't do that. Why? I want you to learn from my experience. I want you to make extra. But why? I don't need that extra. You should be the lender, not the borrower. What are you saying? That means rainy days come. See, me, I never worried about rainy days because I have a system in place for rainy days. But see, I have a daughter that's getting ready to get married here in a few days that's going to get ready to go on vacation. I mean, go on her wedding honeymoon. I have a son that just had his third daughter, three daughters. I have another daughter that's getting ready to graduate from high school. I have another son that's at the University of Texas, in my opinion, the best university in the whole damn state, the Longhorns. They all are in positions at varying times of their stages of their life where they call me and say, hey, Dad, you have a couple of dollars, you know, for blank. And I usually break them off a few dollars here and there. But in the case of a major emergency, I'm not in that position. They would have to do what I was doing, which is borrow money. Now, brothers and sisters, y'all know I'm an open book. I keep it real. I don't know how anyway. Now, I used to be fake and phony, and I realized that the only way to keep it real is to be authentic. And so this is hard for me because, I'm not used to being authentic. I'm used to just telling people what they want to hear. But I've realized that dog don't hunt. That destroys friendships and relationships. When you lie to people and you string them on and you freaking tell them shit that you think they would like to hear and telling them things that they should hear or the truth. So the Bible says in Matthew 7:17, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Brothers and sisters, at the end of the day, it all boils down to one thing, fruit. So that word, we want to close with two words, fruit and good. Your job is to have a mindset that does this. If you do not have this mindset, then you're not of what is called the God kind or the God class. You're not the Greek word agathon, which is the closest word that we can get to describe the true God that's not on this earth or this universe. According to all of the ancient texts, he's above all of this. He's called the Pleroo in the ancient texts. P-L-E-R-O-O. Anybody want to build their cookies? Look that one up. Or the Pleroma. P-L-E-R-O-M-A. Anybody want to blow your other cookies, look that up. So every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. That's my goal for you. That's my goal for me. I don't know about you. Yeah. I'm tired of doing shady stuff. I'm not doing that shizness no more. I'm keeping it real. I'm just calling it like I see it. I'm just being honest and transparent. So every good tree. Now, this word good is what we want to put an emphasis on today, because this is what you should be being.
18, agathos. Agathos.
So this word, agathos, comes from the word agathon, which is the word for the true God that's not on this earth. So agathon has an underlying word of agathos. This word agathos in the original text means good constitution. It means excellent, honorable, upright, agreeable, joyful, happy. If you do not incorporate those attributes in your disposition, or what the scripture called constitution, you're not of the God kind or the God class. Let me make sure you understand that again. Let me say that again. It means beneficial in good things. So I want to measure myself by, is what I'm doing beneficial and good for you? This word means that it can, or it predicted or predicts a person's conditions, qualities, and affections of the soul. It has to do with the deed, the times, and the seasons. In other words, this word, where we get the word that talks about for the name of God, means that God is the patar in the Greek. That means generator in English. That means God sends this to you. So that way you can, again, send it to other people. That's your goal. So you receive from the Son, the S-O-N and the S-U-N, something, again, called phos or a photon. And it hits your skin and it turns into a neurophoton, so that way you can use it neurologically. As we broke down, that's what the name Jesus Christ means. Sender of good. So that way you can turn around and use that good to send to somebody else. Not borrow it. See, I've been borrowing other people's chi, prana, and energy. I was like a leech or a vampire. I would leech on or attach to people, suck the life out of them. That dog gonna hunt. That is called a bad fruit, a bad seed. So the abundance mindset is a mindset. And it's a way of thinking. It's a constitution. It's a mental disposition. It's the intention that every day that you wake up, every morning that you get up, you are sending love to other people. You're sending love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. The law of bad cannot override the law of good, according to the scripture. If you do that, when bad stuff comes, it has no power. It says that it has no power over you. So the only way that bad things overpower you, didn't say it ain't going to come, it didn't say it's not going to punch you in the gut and catch you off guard and knock you to your knees, but every time it comes, you're going to do just like me. You're going to get back up, you're going to stand up, you're going to realize, hey, I got a system in place by which to deal with bad things. If the doctor called me and tell me, hey, Brother Will, you know, you got blank. Okay, I got a system in place to deal with blank. If something happens again with financial, hey, I got a system in place to deal with that. Wisdom, system in place. Relationship, system in place. There's a system. What is that system? It is a mental disposition. It has nothing to do with physical activity. It has to do with a constitution. What constitution? Agathos. That means a good constitution or nature that is useful, pleasant, agreeable, joyful, happy. And all of these, again, words that describes what is called in the Bible the fruit of the Spirit. So that's good. We got that. So that constitution inside of a tree, that's what you are. Now, this is extremely important. Now, the underlining word for tree, this is what you are.
Charles G., 1186, dendron. Dendron.
Dendron. Dendron is where we get the English word dendrite. I'd like for everybody, at your convenience, of course, to go to Google or your favorite search engine and type in the word dendrite. Now, a dendrite is what you have inside of the body. Now, click on dendrite and then click on images. Now, dendrites, and this is important, because if you have a constitution, mine, it activates your dendrites tree. Now, a dendrite is a protoplasmic extension of a nerve cell. It is the electrical chemical receiver that receives the thought constitution from the brain. It activates and stimulates the dendrite that activates what we call SOMA, S-O-M-A. That's your body, homie. Neurons to release chemicals inside of the SOMA, which is the body. Now, we talked about yesterday, yesterday's show, and we talked about these chemicals, serotonin, oxytocin, dopamine, and endorphins. So if you have constitution, good, mental disposition, it activates the tree, the dendrites that activates the 32 bones inside of the body. If you do that, it does the last piece of the puzzle. This is why you must maintain an abundant mindset. The last piece of the puzzle is fruit. So if anybody comes to me and they're not producing good fruit, this is how I change my behavior. I understand the biology behind it. So I was doing bad shit, and I went to the site. They say, yo, dog, you got bipolar. Here's some medication. Well, homie, I don't do medication. So I had to figure out another system. I had to figure out a way that was biblically based, that activated our control. Now, remember, I'm a spirit that has control of a soul that manifests that control through my body. But my body was controlling my soul and cutting off my spirit. So I had to reverse engineer that. So I took my spirit and I changed my soul, which is made up of my mind, my will, my emotion, my imagination, my intellect. And now that controls my body or my chemistry. And instead of releasing adrenaline, cortisone, and all of the, again, bad chemicals, now I'm releasing serotonin, melatonin, oxytocin, dopamine, endorphins, and it produces fruit. Now, this word fruit, and we're going to end with this. This is the last piece of the puzzle. In the Greek, the underlining Greek word, and there's a bunch of other words, but primarily it means
karpas.
Karpas. Karpas. So the Greek word karpas means work, act, deed that leads to advantage, profit, or utility. Somebody should write that down. So that way you ain't got to borrow money from nobody no more, Brother Will. I'm talking to me. Now, remember, this is a message for me, myself, and I. All three of us get together every day at 12. Me, myself, and I. I just invite y'all along to listen. This is me, myself, and I. All three of us, we get together every day, and we sit down and we evaluate, again, the corporation, the organization called Willie E. Rogers. And we make sure that we have this corporate meeting between me, myself, and I to make sure that the corporation is actually freaking producing some positive shizness. And the only way for this corporation, me, myself, and I, to produce, again, a work, a act or deed that gives me advantage, profit, and utility, that means usefulness, is if I understand this abundance mindset. And without understanding the biology behind the spirituality, at least for me, some people, they don't need this stuff. Some people say, God, all right, I need Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's all I need, honey. For me, I need this because of this word.
726, harpazo. Harpazo.
Harpazo is the underlining word for fruit. It means to carry off by force. It means to seize. It means to claim one's self by force. It means to snatch away. If you do what I just told you, I don't give a damn what you feel like doing. You will be forced to produce good fruit. Let me say that once again. I don't know if you, now there's a bunch of other Greek words I wish we had the time to understand or to take off. Because, man, this is so important. The only way you are guaranteed to produce results.
Hareo.
That means one's office. It means, hareo means to elect or keep you in your office. That means keep your ass in your purpose, what you're supposed to be doing, right. There's no other way on earth that I know other than now you can use some technology, you can take form of chaos and medication, you can enter into the sheepfold the back way, but the only way I know to enter into the biological and the biblical way, because the body is the Bible and the Bible is the body. The only way, brothers and sisters, that guarantees that your dog hunts is that you maintain an abundance mindset every day, all day. Otherwise, you got to latch on to somebody else, and you got to be a pole creator, and you'll be a freaking boy instead of a man. You got to have a woman take care of you, like I used to. But men, you can just stand up on your own 2 feet, homie. Now, is it hard? Yeah. But can you do it? Absolutely. So, brothers and sisters, join me on February the 2nd. Again, this is just the intro. This is the intro. We even got to the good stuff. On February the 15th, brothers and sisters, again, we start a seven-hour series that breaks down my entire one-year system in 7 days, one day for each one. Instead of going this freaking one-year crap, we're going to do it. We're going to knock it out in freaking 1 week. Every good, that means mine, tree, that means dendrite, that controls your chemistry, bringing forth good fruit, that means the thing that controls the behavior that helps other people. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Y'all know I get a little excited, so I'm not apologizing for my excitement. I love what I do. I thank God for the grace and opportunity to finally get in the position where I'm able to wake up every day and do what I love, and that's my prayer for you as well. I love you. I appreciate you. May God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.